bringing you the very best of original music composed for films, television, and video games, this is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to our 14th anniversary celebrations here at cinematicsound.net, and they conclude with this, our final segment, as we finally are down to our number one re-recording of all time. Our number one re-recording of all time is Music from Vertigo by Bernard Herrmann, released on Verez Saraband Records featuring Joel McNeely and the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. Now, Vertigo is a classic film released in 1958. It starred James Stewart and Kim Novak, and Stewart plays a San Francisco detective suffering from acrophobia and investigates the strange activities of an old friend's wife, all the while becoming dangerously obsessed with her. The film didn't do well on its initial release, but over the years, the film has found much more appreciation across the board, so much so that critics and fans alike tend to label this as Alfred Hitchcock's finest film. The music for the film was composed by none other than Bernard Herrmann, who at the time of composing the music for the film had worked with Hitchcock on three other films, The Trouble with Harry, The Wrong Man, and The Man Who Knew Too Much. And after Vertigo, Herrmann would work on four more Hitchcock films before having his score to Torn Curtain thrown out. The score Herrmann wrote for Vertigo is one of the greatest scores ever composed, and it's my own personal favorite Herrmann. I don't particularly like listening to complete Bernard Herrmann scores. I do find them very, very repetitive, fragmented, and just a chore to get through. But there are a few exceptions, and Vertigo is one of those exceptions. I have the original soundtrack recording, which was released by Verez, and I do have the complete James Conlon recording, which was actually conducted to picture, but I prefer to spin the Gramophone Award-winning re-recording by Joel McNeely and the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. To my ears, this is just the finest recording of Vertigo ever. I like the power and the passion of both conductor and orchestra, and the more concert hall recording by Jeff Foster really opens up and expands the score and allows it to breathe. McNeely's album was actually an attempt to recreate the score as Herrmann intended it, working off his original conducting notations. So there are evident differences in some of the rhythms and accents, particularly in the more sweeping statements of the love theme. McNeely reproduced 52 minutes of the score here, including several cues not on the Muir Matheson-conducted LP. Now, I found this little blurb on the Bernard Herrmann Society website about the recording, and I thought it was rather interesting. McNeely was after authenticity with this recording. However, in this case, he considered Herrmann's original conducting notations to be the most valid source for guidance in reconstructing the work. McNeely stated that we were doing the opening and it seemed awfully fast by Herrmann's instructions. McNeely recalled when asked about the difference in the score's timings, he said, "I considered changing it for a while, and then I said, no, this is the way he, Herrmann, intended it, and this is how it's got to be done. The opening figures are in a very specific time, like a pulse." So with that being said, here for you is the passionate conducting of Joel McNeely, the precise performances of the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, the brilliant and dynamic recording made by Jeff Foster. Every film music fan owes it to themselves to pick this album up. I consider it the number one re-recording of all time. It's Bernard Herrmann's classic score to Vertigo.